USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new COVID variant Omicron has been identified in the United States. A person in California who traveled to South Africa recently has tested positive. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States.
He said that person is fully vaccinated and is now experiencing some mild symptoms.
My colleagues on the medical team and others have been saying that we know what we need to do to protect people.
The White House says Americans not yet vaccinated should do so, and those people who are eligible for a booster shouldn't wait. The Biden administration is expected to extend mask requirements on public transit, including planes, trains, and buses, through mid-March due to the new variant. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
A Republican congressman is speaking out about the price tag of the social spending bill.
With the bipartisan infrastructure package passed into law, Democrats are now focused on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide Americans with more benefits and good-paying union jobs. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says he hopes the bill does not pass the Senate, otherwise inflation will continue to grow.
When you spend like crazy, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a 31-year high inflation rate. So that's where we're at. Let's hope they stop it.
The Biden administration continues to say it expects inflation to decrease in 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The wife of music legend Clarence Avant, Jacqueline, was shot to death at her home in Beverly Hills. Police are still investigating the motive behind the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A federal judge said that organizers and speakers at the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th helped to promote the violence that occurred at the riots at the Capitol. Judge Amy Berman Jackson didn't mention former President Trump by name, but referred to his remarks during the rally as, she said, the efforts of its participants deliberately stoked the flames of fear and discontent and explicitly encouraged attendees to go to the Capitol and fight for one reason and one reason only, to make sure the certificates of the election didn't happen. Jackson's comments came during the sentencing of rioter Russell Peterson, whose attorneys argued that Trump and other allies bore the responsibility for the actions of the rioters. Peterson was sentenced to 30 days in prison, twice the jail time requested by the prosecutors, and ordered to pay $500 for damages done to the Capitol building. He was charged with illegally entering the Capitol. While Jackson acknowledged the role of Trump and others in encouraging the rioters, she did note that Peterson is an adult who is responsible for his own actions. She told Peterson, there may be others who bear greater responsibility and should be held accountable. But this is not their day in court. It's yours. Jackson cited social media posts on Peterson's account before and after January 6th, including one where he said he had fun during the riots, as reasons for his stiff sentencing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.